Kevin Lyons of the State Comptroller's Office says the spirit of the law passed by state lawmakers to create the first sales tax holiday in 1999 was to offer a tax break for working moms and dads who had school-aged children headed back to class.
I think what the legislature had in mind was back to school, things that you normally wear on a day-to-day basis, not something you just wear to the football game or to play football or to play baseball, that kind of thing.
His comments seem to explain why most sports equipment, including shoes with cleats and other specialty sports items, are not on the list, but regular sneakers are. The state comptroller's office reminds shoppers that all items over $100 are still taxable, so a break on designer names is unlikely. And if you order something for delivery, it's important to pay attention to what the total cost add up to.
If you buy something and there's a delivery charge, and the delivery charge puts your items over $100, then you owe tax on the entire purchase.
Lyons says keep in mind that backpacks are exempt, but gym bags and computers are taxable. The parents of high school students involved in non-sport extracurricular activities often spend a lot of money on their teenagers, but the savings there, too, are mixed. For example, chef uniforms you might use in culinary classes are exempt, but jazz and dance wear are taxable. If you're a school employee, most school uniforms are exempt, such as those for nurses and police officers. And if you have a little boy who wants to wear a bow tie to the first day of first grade, good news. Bow ties are exempt. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.